I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. If you look it up in the dictionary, the expression marriage of convenience came into use in the early 1700s. It's a union formed solely for pragmatic reasons, often financial ones. Makes you think of Jane Austen. But there's another kind of marriage of convenience happening in Britain now, in South Asian communities. Gay men and women are getting married to each other to keep their families happy. My BBC colleague Mobeen Azhar has produced a documentary about it called My Big Fake Straight Wedding. Mobeen, what is a marriage of convenience in this context?
Well, I think we're used to hearing about the marriage of convenience when it's to do with things like immigration status. But in this particular context, it's about projecting an image of yourself which is straight, and it's about fitting in. So it's about moving away from the real authentic identity, which might be gay or lesbian, and it's about projecting this image of yourself which is being straight and entering a heterosexual marriage. You need to understand, and I'm sure many listeners will understand, that particularly in South Asian cultures, sexuality is something that is still hugely taboo. People don't talk about their sexuality in an open way, and they certainly don't talk about their sexuality if they are not heterosexual. And so what we might call coming out or being open about homosexuality or being gay or lesbian is something that in many communities is just not done. And so in this context, the marriage of convenience is all about covering up that secret.
So take us through how this works. A gay man and a lesbian woman decide to do a marriage of convenience. So they say, oh, we're getting married, and they meet each other's families and they have a big wedding. And then what?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was really fascinated because during the research, I found out that there seems to be a whole kind of industry in marriages of convenience. And that's manifest in various ways. So online, you'll have forums, you'll have club nights, so actual club nights where gay men and lesbians can meet and organize these marriages. Some of the forums actually charge money. So you can pay a subscription, a kind of monthly rate, where people will advertise. And many people from within the South Asian community are really specific. So, for example, I saw adverts where people would say, I'm a 31-year-old man of Pakistani origin living in the UK, and I need someone from exactly the same background who is a lesbian. She has to be over 5'2", and she has to be able to live with my family. So there's a whole kind of checklist that people have. And quite often they'll meet initially online, then meet in person. They'll organize this wedding. And perhaps, you know, some of the people that I spoke to would tell their immediate and closest friends and even their partners about what they were doing, but they would not tell their families. They wouldn't obviously want their cover to be blown. So their families would not know that this wedding was in fact fake. And then moving on from there, they'd have the big wedding. You know, South Asian weddings in the UK, they're a huge affair, you know, often with hundreds, possibly thousands of guests. So they can be really huge. And after that, the couple will then live their life as if they're a kind of loved up couple. And that's the image that they'll project. But on the inside of that home, in the inside of that new marital home, there's a secret. And that secret is often that the couple are living and having an open relationship. So the lesbian woman, for example, will be free to have a girlfriend. The gay man will be free to have a boyfriend. But for the rest of the family, they won't be in on that. And they will effectively think they're a regular heterosexual couple.
How many people are we talking about?
It's very difficult. There isn't any academic or kind of solid research done into the numbers. Now, having said that, anecdotally, one of the contributors said that he believes that a third of all gay British Asians are either looking or are in marriages of convenience. A third of gay British Asians, that's a huge number of people. And I certainly was really shocked by the number of people who were posting adverts online, for example. You know, when I started doing the research for this documentary, I joined certain forums and I was very open about who I was. I'd say I was a journalist and I was looking for contributors. And I was inundated by people who would say, you know, I might be able to help you with your research, a real range of ages, men and women. So there are certainly lots of people from lots of different backgrounds who are engaging in marriages of convenience.
Are there any gay South Asian men or women that you know who have come out to their parents?
Yes, indeed. There are many people that do end up coming out to their parents and being open about their sexuality. But I'd say that's still something that is hugely taboo, particularly within the South Asian community. You know, I think what we need to understand for context is marriage is a huge deal in any community. But within the South Asian community, it's the pinnacle of family life. Quite often in South Asian cultures, when two individuals get married, the wedding is not just about them. It's about the entire extended family. You know, we have this phrase in the community that it's actually a marriage of two families. It's not just about two individuals. So that means there's a huge amount of pressure on gay and lesbian people not to be honest about their sexuality and to conform to this system where they almost invariably have to enter heterosexual marriages. And that has, you know, that has a huge effect on these individuals because effectively they lie. They lie for the majority of their lives.
In your research, did you ever come across a gay man or woman who went through the motions of finding a spouse and was planning a wedding and their family said to them, "We know you're gay. You know, you don't have to do this."
I didn't actually. You know, I think one of the things that lots of contributors said is even if their families on one level might know about their sexuality, they were still really eager to hear about them entering a heterosexual marriage because this often isn't just about the individual. It's about saving face. It's about saving face in front of the extended family and the entire community. So, you know, I remember one contributor saying to me, my parents just looked at me and without saying this, he felt the kind of implication was, you're really trying here. And they encouraged him. You know, he described this as a gay man who married a lesbian. And he said to me very clearly that his wedding day was exciting and he was happy to be entering the next phase of his life. This is someone that ultimately ended up getting divorced after just 12 months. But at that point on his wedding day, he felt the pressure to please his family. And so it's something that the family and he himself just went along with.
Do you think we'll see less of these kind of sham marriages among South Asians as gay rights become more widely accepted?
I would really hope so, and I really think so, actually, because I think even within the South Asian community and amongst immigrant communities generally in the UK, these are discussions which are picking up pace. These discussions are now happening. So these discussions are moving into the public space, and I, for one, think that can only be a good thing.
The BBC's Mobeen Azhar is a journalist and filmmaker in London. His latest documentary is called My Big Fake Straight Wedding. Thanks, Mobeen.
Thank you.